بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وروي عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم ولا يفطر حتى نقول ما في نفس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يفطر العام ثم يفطر فلا يصوم حتى نقول ما في نفسه أن يصوم العام وكان أحب الصوم إليه في شعبان. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast so much and he would not leave out fasting until we would say that it doesn't seem like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to stop fasting, wants to leave out fasting this year. And then sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't fast, and for many, many days Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't be fasting, and then we would say, and it doesn't seem like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to fast this year. And then he concludes and he says, the most beloved fast for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the month of Sha'ban. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu also says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked which fast is afdal after Ramadan, which fast is most superior, most virtuous, most rewarding after the month of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sha'ban li ta'zeem Ramadan. Sha'ban, out of the respect and honor for the month of Ramadan. Qala fa'ayyu sadaqati afdal. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, which sadaqah, charity is the best? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sadaqatun fi Ramadan. Charity that a person gives in the month of Ramadan, that is the best charity. So we find from different narrations that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast excessively in the month of Sha'ban, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that is a month wherein the amal of mankind is presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I want to be in the state of fasting when my amal are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, إن الله يكتب فيه على كل نفس ميتة تلك الصلاة. That in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains and decrees for the next year every soul that is going to pass away. فَأُحِبُّ أَن يَأْتِيَنِي أَجَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. So I want that to come to me while I am in the state of fasting. On the 15th night of Sha'ban, ulama explain that Allah ta'ala causes the next year's whatever taqdeer is to take place, the rizq, and whoever is to pass away, whatever is going to happen, so that is written down on that night of the 15th of Sha'ban. So this is what Rasulullah is referring to, that I like to be fasting. Ulama explained that for the rest of us, the first 2 weeks of Sha'ban we can fast, but the last 2 weeks after the 15th, then we are required not to fast, so that we can save our strength for the month of Ramadan. We should try and fast how much we can, Mondays, Thursdays, if a person can fast regularly, at least the 13th, 14th and 15th of Sha'ban, at least these fasts a person can keep. And ulama say, if we can't even fast that, then at least on the 15th of Sha'ban, we should try to fast.